good evening, or good morning. This is Slashdot Review for Thursday, November the 4th. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot. And today's music is from GarageBand.com artist Frodo CPU from Santa Barbara, California. The lead item on Slashdot at this hour concerns your rights online as SCO puts a cap on its legal expenses. Prosto Alex writes that the SCO group reached an agreement with lawyers to limit the litigation expenses to $31 million until the IBM lawsuit is resolved. The company has already paid $12 million to Boies, Schiller & Flexner LLP, Kevin McBride, and Berger Singerman, which provide legal services to the company. Being from the Midwest portion of the U.S., this is an interesting item. There's a Blu-ray disc made out of corn. AWS910 writes that, quote, "I've often thrown away a CD and wondered how long it will take to biodegrade. Pioneer has developed a Blu-ray disc that is made of corn. If this disc is widely used, it may be the only easily biodegradable computer part or accessory with the exception of pizza. I wonder what would happen if one of those discs was put into the microwave for 5 seconds. While the idea of a corn disc is not new, it's the first Blu-ray version of it. Cisco's source code is up for sale. Only $24,000. SPACBase writes to Slashdot that the Notorious Mysterious Source Code Club, or SCC, has reemerged, this time selling source code for a Cisco application in another blatant violation of copyright regulations. Believed to be an anonymous collection of hackers, the SCC this week announced in a posting on a group website that it's offering the complete Cisco PIX 6.3.1 source code for $24,000 U.S. Cisco PIX is a firewall application providing security, intrusion protection, network monitoring, and other services for business and carrier networks. The latest figures for BitTorrent, 35% of traffic. Prangel writes that according to a Reuters article on Yahoo, BitTorrent accounts for an astounding 35% of all traffic on the Internet, more than all the other peer-to-peer programs combined, and dwarfs mainstream traffic like web pages. The article goes on to talk about how BitTorrent is no longer beneath the radar of those who like to sue file sharers. Novell has taken another swing at Ballmer. Jeff Ingles writes that Novell has issued a response to Microsoft Corporation CEO Steve Ballmer's recent anti-Linux memo, using the same report cited by Ballmer in defense of the open-source operating system. More implications for your rights online. Amazon has been sued over a recommendation patent. Pashal Nee writes that Sendent is suing Amazon for their recommendation patent, saying it infringes on a, quote, "system and method for providing recommendation of goods or services based on recorded purchasing history," a patent owned by Sendent. Sales are soaring in the game business on the basis of DS pre-orders. GamesIndustry.biz has the story that major retailers GameStop and EB Games are likely to stop DS pre-orders because they're coming so fast they won't be able to meet demand when the system launches. From the article, quote, "It appears that 6 games will be available on day one. Nintendo's Super Mario 64 DS, Sega's Feel the Magic XYXX, Activision's Spider-Man 2, Ubisoft's Asphalt Urban GT, and 2 from Electronic Arts, Madden NFL 2005, and the Herbs Sims in the City." GameSpot also has details on the handheld shortage. A Duke robot has climbed a victory in Madrid. Neutron P writes that, quote, "A wall-climbing, book-sized, autonomous vehicle made by a Duke University team drove up a challenging vertical course to win first prize in an international competition in Madrid. Their robot, called Walter, was the only one that could start flat on the floor and climb the wall on its own, then go over a barrier, across the wall, or stop itself after crossing the finish line." If you'd like to comment on a Slashdot item or suggest a Creative Commons artist or band to feature for listeners, just make a phone call to 732-357-3682 or a network-based SIP phone call to 747-667-3306. Or number three on the list, you can just add a comment at slashdotreview.com. There's a teaser out for Star Wars Episode 3 in a trailer released today. Gotroot801 writes to Slashdot that, quote, the Force.net reports that Episode 3's teaser trailer will be available today for viewing on several TV shows in the U.S., namely MTV's TRL, Access Hollywood, and in Australia, The Today Show. In addition, StarWars.com Hyperspace members and AOL customers will be able to download the trailer today. Of course, this was posted early in the day, and I suspect there's a torrent available for it right now. Slashdot has an interesting link to an interview with Keith Kowal on the future of PC audio. Red Ed writes that, quote, the Noise Report has an interview with Keith Kowal from VIA Technologies audio division about the future of PC audio. A snippet from the report, I think the next big thing will be the widespread adoption of wireless speakers and headphones because none of us like a tangle of wires. From a PC infrastructure point of view, I can easily see support for these devices being integrated right into the PC itself. Still think that China is a land too far away from everything? PowerCut writes that there's an article that compares some of China's common uses of technology to what we're accustomed to in the West. With genius traffic lights and the cell phone coverage, it could make a reader jealous. On the shout-out segment today, I'd like to send thanks for comments by Steve Holden. SteveHolden.typepad.com, which is extensive and recommended. And, in fact, I'm adding his podcast to my iPodder. His podcast is called TechRag Tearout. Hello again to August Jackson, and thanks for the comments. And then finally, a question from Oski concerning the client Doppler, which apparently doesn't pick up the Slashdot review feed. Have no idea. I'll check it out and maybe comment tomorrow. Now back to more news. Roundup, very common in this part of the country, seems to have a different application. Roundup Ready cocoa plants. Gonet writes that Wired reports that an herbicide-resistant breed of the cocoa plant has been found in Colombia after years of government spraying. It also appears that the process happened via selective breeding rather than gene manipulation, but it's an outside possibility that it was an engineered plant. What does this mean about drug control policy and the extensive use of one herbicide repeatedly? And the question is, does this point the way for the future for other weeds? And use your imagination. Slashdot is soliciting comments on nuclear power and oil. B. Blackfrog asks, is a federal nuclear energy program viable? That is, can the USA eliminate our economic dependence on crude oil with a large-scale federal program to build and maintain enough nuclear power plants to replace our current oil-based energy needs? He cites some obvious political hurdles, such as the left opposing nuclear energy, the right opposing federalizing energy, the oil companies and Saudis with their political clout. All of this makes a federal nuclear energy program a bit far-fetched, but he's more interested in the economics. Slashdot has several links to advances in nuclear power technology, including the record that China has, and their extensive links on the question, could nuclear power wean the U.S. from oil? Getting closer and closer, Simon S2 writes to Slashdot that Thunderbird 0.9 is now available for download. New features include saved search folders, also known as virtual folders, which allow you to display messages based on previously set search criteria across multiple folders. Message grouping allows you to organize email in a folder by grouping them based on various attributes like date, sender, label, and so forth. And Thunderbird 0.9 also includes numerous bug fixes and other improvements. There are links on Slashdot to the release notes, and builds can be found on the Mozilla.org FTP server or as a portion of the release note link. That's it for Slashdot Review for Thursday, November 4th. My name is Andy McCaskey. I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader, and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license as detailed on Slashdotreview.com. Slashdot Review Audio is published Monday through Friday and occasionally on Sunday. Now today's featured album track is from the GarageBand.com artist Frodo CPU. The track is called It's Time. You can find more music from this GarageBand.com artist by following the links on Slashdot Review.
Take it all, there'll be nothing left for you.